Welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's Thursday, the 12th of January. We managed to survive the Trump press conference. I don't know what they were referring to. There's so much intrigue and stuff. And what's going on, Alessio?
Yeah, interesting. I watched the conference too, by the way. And just want to show your viewers the front page of the Metro, or the Metrash, as some people are calling it now. Take a look at this. I mean, this is shameful. Once again, Metrash does not ever waste any time in publishing garbage, because all the newspapers, right, all the media in America have agreed that this news, this fake news about Trump, I won't repeat it here, obviously, but this accusations of sexual stuff and all that, complete nonsense. It's all fake news. But once again, Metro goes with, look at that headline. I mean, just repeating fake news.
Isn't the real point here, it doesn't matter, so what if it was sexual or non-sexual? Who cares what he does in his private time?
But my point is, well, yeah,
and
exactly.
Also, before he was president, I mean, just, you know.
My point is this. All the media in America have resisted, most of the media, with some exceptions, obviously with the exception of BuzzFeed and CNN, have resisted publishing or even referring to this fake news about Trump. And again, disclaimer, I'm not political, all right? I'm not biased in any way. But the bottom line is, most journalists have done the right thing in America by not repeating fake news. So why is it that Metro thinks, or Metrash thinks, that you can get away with publishing fake news one more time? Presumably because most people in the UK are reading this, if you want to call it, newspaper. We saw back in the New Year election day, they didn't even say Trump was president. They said they went with a different headline.
Well, I think
this is completely how biased and how out of touch the media is with the average person.
No, I think they're totally in touch. It's their last throw of the dice as far as trying to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't become president. This is the last bit of dirt that they've got on him. They had a good go. It hasn't worked so far. There's another 8 days to go. I'm sure some more stuff will come out before he's inaugurated.
My point isn't about politics. It doesn't matter if you like Trump or not. Again, I'm trying to stay impartial here, but my point is about proper journalism. Since when, supposedly, a paper that's supposedly read by a lot of people here in this country, they go with a headline that is just repeating fake news?
Yeah, but journalism panders to its advertisers and to... is getting as many readers as possible.
Right.
Second is the integrity of the news. But on that note, we will go to what is most popular in business and finance and see if there's anything else which is awry. European leaders are being warned an abrupt Brexit could hurt their economy as much as the UK's. That's from Bloomberg, who are always obviously very, very objective in their coverage. Marks and Spencer's post-Christmas sales hike as clothing division shows increase for the first time in 2 years, from City AM. Tesco's share price falls despite sales rise in third trading quarter, also from City AM. And then record Christmas at Sainsbury's shows logic of Argos takeover. So that's from The Guardian, and they've apparently done well on that purchase.
One thing I will mention here is that the stock prices of Macy's has been falling. So we've seen Macy's, obviously one of the biggest retailers in America. They took a massive drop over the holidays. But it's interesting that these certain companies like Sainsbury's has been doing quite well.
That's because here in the UK, we are booming.
We're booming, right. Booming. So what do you think is causing that?
Weak pound and tourists, and also people getting their credit cards maxed up. So enjoying themselves at the moment. Let's move. And also, record low interest rates, etc. Curated stories. This is one from me. One I spotted. Chancellor Philip Hallam took personal stake in food technology company months before it won share of £560,000 government contract. My view is that if you can't do that, if you can't get the inside track on investments when you're in the government, what's the point of being in government?
Right. Yeah, fair point.
Next slide. Sentiment from our clients. Silver and gold at the top of the pile there, although gold now down from around 80% bullish after its near $100 rebound. Pound dollar, Oanda clients got it right almost, actually. A nice bounce yesterday, so let's give them credit on that. Dollar yen, also, they've been right on that. It's fallen from around 118, 117 to 114 at the moment, but they're still getting squeezed on euro sterling. But an interesting mix, and always useful to see.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to talk about one of the metals, precious metals, in a few moments, so stick around for that. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Economic Canada, lots going on. Some of it important. Eurozone industrial production, ECB accounts of the monetary policy meeting. import price index in the U.S. Fed's Harker speaks in Malvern, Pennsylvania, not a place I'm familiar with.
Right.
Initial jobless claims, Fed's Evans and Lockhart take part in panel in Naples, Florida. Fed's Bullard speaks in New York, and as does the Fed's Lockhart speaking in Naples, Florida. And we also then have the highlight of the day, the Fed Chair Yellen speaking.
Okay.
HSBC is the TIP TV trade of the day, potential double top. Unwinding of Trump trade and reversal in pound can trigger or could trigger a correction. Sell around £6.70, objective 6.43, stops above 6.80. So a decent risk-reward.
I have my reservations about this trade setup because I think financials are, HSBC is in the financial sector. Financials are going to do quite well, I believe, in the year 2017. We're beginning to, obviously, expectations of higher interest rates. So increasing interest rate yields is going to benefit financials, including HSBC.
It would be that they've already been having a party over the last 7-8 years with the QE period, having still maintained their margins on lending, 3-4% on mortgages, and giving savers nothing. So I don't see how they can do much better than that.
Really. Right. Well, I think the setup is okay. So what they're saying is selling it now, shorting it to go with an objective that's support. I think the better trade actually is staying flat and then buying it at support instead. I don't like to go against the trend. That's just the way I am. But I think the better, I think the more high probability setup is just buying it at support at the 640 to 620 level. Okay.
Send your regards to the TIP TV trading team. Right, on to gold.
Yeah, so I want to get your view on this as well, Zach. So we saw what the sentiment was like. So sentiment on gold still seems to be quite bullish among the speculators.
Madly bullish, yes.
Exactly. So here's where gold is, or where it was yesterday. I think today just peaked it went to 1,200 today. So I've drawn two paths in this chart. One path, as shown by the purple line, is either we go above 1,200, close above it, and then we should see a move potentially to 1,250, the next resistance level, and then drop down lower. The other path, I think, to be perfectly honest, Zach, I'm going to put my neck out on this one, but I personally think that this rally is corrective. It doesn't seem to me that this rally is a new trend, a new uptrend. There's a lot of fundamentals going against this idea that gold is about to start a new uptrend. But personally, I think it's a corrective rally to 1,200. Let's see if that level holds. But if it doesn't, if it goes back below 1,180, I think we'll be looking at that green line, green path over there, as you can see. So look for a potential move down to 1,100 if that happens.
But you've got the whole pattern here as a head and shoulders. So
yeah, and I would just say this. Look, January and February on record, and in fact we'll talk about the seasonality of platinum in a few moments, but even gold also. Gold and silver seasonally do quite well in this month, January and February. So it's not surprising we've seen some strength in precious metals. My only thought is this. The biggest threat to gold is a rising U.S. dollar and also rising interest rate yields. Biggest threat to gold, obviously, is positive real interest rates. So we'll have to wait and see if investors and insiders still expect interest rates to rise. Because if they do, that's actually going to hurt gold in the long run. Your view on that?
Well, I think the interest rate scenario will hurt gold. The only question is whether Donald Trump being in the White House is seen as such a risky, loose cannon type of situation that people do flock to gold as a safe haven.
Yeah, although we haven't, I see what your point is, and of course we'll have to see about that. But so far, the way the stock market's been acting and the way interest rates been going, the yields been acting, seems to show that they're expecting yields to rise, interest rates to rise as we get to next year. But I still think the wave count, even on gold, we just show that chart one more time, guys. The wave count, if that wave count is correct, then this rally is nothing more than a wave 4 correction, in which case we should expect the wave 5 move lower. Now, I wouldn't bet on shorting gold just yet until we see how it reacts to 1,200.
Okay, we're out of time now, but let's just flick through the latest.
So here's a trade setup I'm showing here, which probably might actually contradict what I just said earlier. But look, there is a setup on platinum. And the wave count seems to indicate here, the wave count here on eSignal Advanced Get seems to show that, look, we're starting potentially a new uptrend, maybe a new uptrend. It seems to be a wave three. What we can do is establish a small position here, establish a small position at a pullback to 943, maybe even down to 920 and 900, scale in, because that could actually, if this is a new trend in platinum, then this could be a way to ease into this move. And if we just saw the last chart that I've got there on seasonality, this is how platinum behaves in January, February. On record, going back for the last 20 years, Zach, platinum has been performing well in the months of January and February. So if this pattern repeats, that setup I just showed on that chart is a way we can get into this trade on platinum.
Okay, well, we'll see how that pans out. Let's hear Rustani.
We're
out of time, but anyway, just go for the brokers. Might as well do that. Buy on Associated British Foods from Liberum. Good Christmas at AB Foods. Great performance also reported at Cineworld, the cinema group, on the recent blockbusters. And then finally, buy rating from Deutsche Bank, from Taylor Wimpey, also saying that it's withstanding the headwinds post-Brexit. Sure. So there we are. But Leslie Rustani, independent market trader from leadingtrader.com. Thanks for opening
Thank
the
you.
Finance show for us today.